Hello everyone, it's Jana here at Gentwin, and it's the 31st of October, we've had a lovely Halloween today, some great trick-or-treating. I took the kids over to a friend's house who lives on a road where all the houses are fairly easily accessible, and there's lots of trick-or-treating going on. And I think most of the families know each other anyway. So it's always very much of a, oh, that's where they live, because you know all these people from school. we started off with some pizza, and the kids watched some television, and we admired each other's scary costumes. And then we set off and picked up a couple more friends from their house. So we had, I think all in all, we had about six kids, I think. And yes, six kids and four adults. So we just went round that part of the village. So the sign was that there was decorations on the outside, mostly pumpkins lit up very often, and that meant you could go and trick or treat there. It was very busy because it was so warm. So we didn't need any jackets. So that was very unusual. Oh, cute. So Simon's just showing me a baby pumpkin. I'm sure we put Henry in something like that once, didn't we? Yeah, and then you put him on the scales in Waitrose. couldn't do that these days.
Hello, it's SM2N here.
Yes, Simon had to work. He couldn't come along, unfortunately. But we just worked out that next year, is it going to be Saturday next year? Because then we could all go.
Yeah,
and we can all dress up. Yes, because I forgot to get myself a costume. I just had a witch's hat, which I put on as a sort of, you know. But it was getting a bit windy, so that kept blowing off. So we went round all the houses, and everybody was really good-natured. There's loads of people out, lots of trick-or-treaters, so it's kind of, we mingled with them. So some of the poor householders, I think, must have felt quite mobbed, because there were 10 kids standing there all at once, wanting sweets. So it's very, very busy. But we only saw one house that had a notice in the window saying, "No trick or treating," and then another one out on the door. So it's like, okay, we got the message. So we got a lot of walking done, and we saw some amazing displays as well. So some people obviously put a lot of effort into the outside decorations of the house, and most of the people who opened the door had dressed up as well. So it was absolutely fabulous fun and really good natured, we saw lots of old friends along the way. The kids got a bit tired after a while. I think it's quite hard work carrying heavy buckets around, getting more and more sweets in there, and it was quite interesting seeing their negotiating skills. "No, I don't like that one. Have you got anything else?" And then even after the 10th house, you still have to say, "Did you say thank you?" And they're sort of, you know, halfway round the corner and then shout back at the householder, "Thank you." And that's even Henry, who's usually very polite and says thank you automatically, had to be reminded. So they're just, completely sweet, sweet, sweet. And that's it. But they had a great time, but you didn't notice they got a bit tired after a while. We let them have a sweet and the leftovers of their tea. And all of a sudden, after watching a bit of Lego Movie, when it was bedtime, they were all completely up for lots of fun and games again, funnily enough. So it was a bit of a late night. But it all had tremendous fun, and we adults decided, as last year, once the kids are in bed, we're going to have a glass or something. But it's good to have a catch up with everyone as well after half term. So yeah, really good evening. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you've all had a good Friday, and whether you spend it as Halloween or not. And have a good weekend, everyone. Bye for now.